Good morning and welcome to our God's Word for Today devotional. And this morning we will continue our devotional, the book of Psalms, in the Songs of Ascent or Song of Degrees. And what a wonderful truth that in the Lord we can have the true rest and peace because we can quiet our soul in Him. That's the expression of the travelers as they approached the temple, as they journeyed to Jerusalem in order to attend the annual festivals there. They look unto the temple as a place where they can find rest in the Lord. And let me read to us the text for today, Psalm 131, verses 1 to 3. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. The testimony of the travelers is that I have come and quieted my soul. If we look at ourselves this morning, can we really say sincerely in our hearts, I have quieted my soul, I have calmed my heart? Some think that David composed this psalm as a vindication of himself when he was accused by Saul's courtiers or Saul's friends that he affected the crown and was laying schemes and plots to possess himself of it. Others think the psalm was made during the captivity and that it contains a fair account of the manner in which the captives behaved themselves under the domination of their oppressors. David expressed his disinterest towards the cravings of the world. People might accuse him of being proud and ambitious, but he said consciously he was aware that he is not ambitious and greedy for things too great and too marvelous for him. He vehemently says this, O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great, too marvelous for me. He categorically and vehemently expressed that he has distanced himself from lofty ambition of advancing himself to any position or status of state, rank, or honor. Dr. Constable's expository note says that the godly knows that true godliness begins in the heart that is not proud. We see that in Proverbs 18, verse 12. He has also eyes that do not envy. Psalms 18, 27 and Psalms 101, verse 5 and Proverbs 16, verse 5. You can look these verses with you. And he has a walk of life characterized by expression that I do not walk or I do not concern myself. He is not preoccupied with greatness as Jeremiah 45 verse 5 says, and with accomplishments. He said, I am not preoccupied with accomplishments. Those wonderful, those difficult and arduous part of life. And this is quoted by Dr. Constable as a note from Van Jemmeren's book, page 803. Why? Why is it that David has no ambition after all, because he has learned to calm and quiet his soul. And he said that he is weaned, quote unquote, weaned like a child, not to crave wildly for his mother's milk anymore. A little child, thus clinging to its mother, laying its head gently down on the bosom, is languishing there, looking for nourishment. This is a most tender image of meekness and gentleness. Just imagine this little boy who used to suck the mother's milk, but now he distanced himself because he is weaned already. He does not need to, but he can trust that his mother will feed him. There is an apparent reflection of these teachings, of this truth, to what Jesus taught the disciples when he set a little child in the middle of the apostles who were very ambitious. They were overtly ambitious. Take note that these apostles, they were quarreling who was the greatest among them, who would be the chiefest to sit in the kingdom of God. And Jesus, he made this little child as an object lesson, and he emphatically taught them, saying in Matthew 18, verse 3 and 4, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Now, David learned to quiet and calm himself because he weaned himself from any ambition in life. He has no ulterior motive of any rank, position, or whatsoever. He became a king not because he was greedy for the position, but he recognized that it was the calling of God. He was chosen. Remember when God chose David, he was not even there with his brothers. He was right there at the field doing the shepherd work. He was not included by his father, Jesse. So down from Eliab to the last brother who were present, the Lord said, nobody among them is chosen. And Samuel said to Jesse, "Do you have any other son?" "Yes, he is in the field." Jesse did not think that David could qualify as a young boy to become the king. It was not because David was ambitious. He was called by God. He was appointed by God. Yes, let's learn the lesson of humility, because those who humble themselves will be exalted, but those who put themselves up will be put down by God. The way up is always down. He who humbles himself, the Lord will exalt him. The Lord will give grace to those who are humble. He lifts up those who are humble in spirit. The human soul, as our souls, need winning from all our anxious ambitions and worldly things. Don't we need this winning today? Then and only then we can enjoy the tranquility of heart in tune with God's will. Like the psalmist here, we should affirm that God is indeed true to make us as our only treasure, that we should be contented in Him. We should be weaned from such fleeting things in this world. Remember the parable that Jesus said in the book of Matthew, the Gospels, that there was this merchant man who were seeking for good pearls. And when he found that there was this beautiful pearl of great price, he sold everything for it. He sold everything because he just wanted to focus on this. So it means that the other treasures he has no appeal anymore to him because of this treasure. If we treasure the Lord Jesus Christ, the world has to have no appeal anymore to us. So I pray that when we look unto Jesus and unto his graciousness, the world will not have an appeal to us anymore. Indeed, our souls are restless until we rest that God is our treasure. Like the psalmist, they are restless, but they could hope in the Lord. As the psalmist ended here, Israel, hope in God, not only for today, but forevermore. Could we really say in our hearts today that we calm our hearts and our souls are quiet? Or are we restless? And what's the cause why we are restless? Perhaps we need to go to God. Perhaps we need to examine our hearts. There might be some things that pull us in different directions. Let's not allow these things to pull us up and away from the Lord. We can quiet ourselves and calm in the Lord. Christ is enough. And we should not be pulled out and pulled away by other other forces, because we are weaned from these things. I hope that through the Holy Spirit, He will teach us how to be weaned from these fleeting things in the world. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word this morning, Lord. Thank you for the truth that, like these travelers, they focus only you as their treasure. They learn to be quiet and calm before you, Lord, even though like David, he was accused of being ambitious. But Lord, thank you that his treasure is you. And help us to be like him. Help us to be like David, who treasures you as the most important in his life. Lord, we will never be able to do this by ourselves except with the power of the Holy Spirit. May you just control our hearts right now, that we will be saturated with your love, and we will be devoted only to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.